code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hey folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. On January 11th, 2008, and that's 2 days on the trot, I had to go into the big metropolis of Sudbury to try and check on some books I'm having made up, only to find out they haven't been done yet. So I drove back through a blizzard and had quite the time. But that's what you get up here. But what was interesting is one of the stores I went into was watching the expressions on people's faces and how they're all rather burned out after Christmas and New Year. And no doubt they've got their first bills from all the credit they've accumulated on their cards for this commercialized racket that they give us every year. Everything in the culture is a commercialized racket to serve commerce. That's what culture creation initially is all about, and that's what laws are about too. All your laws are geared around your commerce, and even the price of a human being is factored into it in crime. If you kill someone or maim them, you put them out of working action, and they can't be taxed if they're dead, obviously. And that's how they really create the sentences for such acts. Now, for newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download lots of audios and so on of previous shows and histories of this multifaceted massive octopus with genetically altered thousands of legs instead of the eight, which encompasses all. It's our matrix system. And you'll find out how it works and how it was created and how we're born into it to accept it, because your parents didn't know either. And they kept running all through their lives, as we all are, so that we don't think too much. We're entertained to death. And entertainment is like a drug. We want to just zap out at night and get hypnotized, and then you get downloaded with the entertainment, which has a lot of non-innocent messages contained within. Look into alanwattsentientsentinel.eu as well for transcripts you can download, and you can print them up. And it's all in the various tongues of Europe, and you can pass them around to your friends and leave them in laundromats and different places, doctor's offices, waiting rooms, that kind of stuff. Because once in a while, someone gets bored, and when they're bored, they'll think a little bit, and they'll read something that might stick in their minds and start the old brain box ticking. That's what it's all about, because we better start ticking very quickly. Otherwise, we'll have nothing left to think with, and that is the case with a lot of people today already. They are almost automatons of the culture creation industry. They've been downloaded, they've mimicked everything they see and hear, and they act their way through lives and just parrot recitations from authors and movies and etc. And that's what fills their head. They haven't been encouraged to think for themselves. They haven't been encouraged to use their own perceptions to unlock the secrets beyond the matrix, you see. Everything is worked in such a way that you're contained within the matrix. And the matrix is the reality, all of the reality, even your relationships with people. It's everything. It's even your hopes and ambitions and dreams often, because they're also authorized by the top, as hobbies are as well. And that's a world that's been pulled over your eyes. I'll be back with more after the following messages.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and as always, cutting through the matrix that encompasses every nationality, every country, and whole empires of countries, all squashed together in this big ball we call the planet Earth, and which is ruled by the same system throughout, and it's based on money. Money, that's the key to it. A substitute for real wealth, because real wealth used to be the land that you, that fed you, the land that you could sleep on, the land that was all around you. It sustained you. And some joker came in a long, long time ago and gave us something called wealth. No doubt the psychopaths created it, because they had to get a trick to get the people to accept this new type of wealth. So they stopped trading with each other and helping each other. And that way, the psychopaths who controlled the money, which before it was coined, remember, was simply weighed out. And Sumer, we know that Sumer was weighing out mainly silver at that time and different kinds of ores in lieu of the coin money that came about 800 B.C., Sumer was on the go about 5,000, 6,000 BC. And that allowed a leisure class to be created, and the leisure class became the intelligentsia. You could employ intelligentsia, in fact, and live high off the hog by taxing people. And an old book called Life Began or Begins at Sumer, it goes into writings, tablets that have been found in the Sumerian regions, because they had classrooms of bureaucrats, young youngsters who were being brought up and trained to be bureaucrats for the system. They had schoolrooms for them. They found thousands of these tablets, and some of them were doodles, like children love to doodle. In those days, they'd do it on clay. And very nice, neat writing, mind you. It's all wedge-type writing. And one of them was talking about how bored they were with school and what they liked to do when they got home and all this kind of stuff. And his dad was a high chutzpah in the administration. And near that was another one for a priesthood, because all the priesthoods were specialized in different areas of governing the people. They dealt with real estate, and they even had subdivisions and even wills, departments of wills for estates, etc. And they dealt with import and exports, because most of the wool in Sumer was taken eventually to India, a big player in those days. India will give us all a fright one day when it exposes its real histories, very old, old histories. The last place you'd look for them would be the place that's seldom mentioned. And at one of the priesthoods in Sumer, or one of the actual priests, I guess he had a bad day or too much wine or something, but he at least woke up for a few minutes and chiseled down this little story, and he said, looked around him from horizon to horizon, and all he could see was government buildings. He says, everything is taxation, everything is taxed. When the fishermen bring their fish in, they're taxed for it. When it's sold at the market, it's taxed. He says, when the people work, they're taxed. He said, when the relatives bury their deceased and put offerings on the grave, in come the government taxation men and collect them. That was death duties, 5,000-odd BC. And what's changed, really, you see? Nothing. Money was the first trick. And out of money comes an elite class that then dominates the rest through this trick. And it's all based on a psychopathic nature. Predators at the top are interbred. They have been for probably thousands of years, because money marries money. And money at the top has never married for any of this pretty modern invention called love. It was promoted by Hollywood. Most folk got married in the past, even the lower classes, through necessity, because you needed a big family to help till the land and do all the work to sustain yourself. Everyone had to chip in. But the elite never married for those reasons. They married for wealth and intellect, the intellect of other ones who were cunning and rose to the top over the backs of the people. And they interbred money and power with the same psychopathic personalities, because to get to the top in any era in this monetary system, you had to be utterly ruthless. Utterly ruthless. And that's still the culture today. The Frankfurt School went into this in great detail, because they were the middlemen that were put out and authorized by Britain to come over from Nazi Germany just before the war started, the Second World War. And some of those guys had formed a particular club to look into culture creation. And they were employed by Britain initially, and then eventually the CIA. So the intelligence services used them, along with the big foundations, like the Ford and Carnegie and the Rockefeller foundations, the big front organizations that really were powerful institutions that would always promote non-governmental organizations and pretend that they were speaking on behalf of the public, demanding that laws get passed, etc., guiding the public, the whole world, really, along a certain path. But their job at the Frankfurt School, when they came over, was to go into how the American culture was created, primarily because it was the most capitalistic culture. The culture revolved around capitalism and marketing. And even the songs that the children sang were all to do with little ads and jingles that they heard. And the big companies like McDonald's even had singing classes at camps, summer camps, where they'd teach the children these jingle songs. And the parents thought that was all very, very nice, as they got brainwashed into eating all this junk food. And I think this even still goes on today. Completely intermeshed with the culture. And the last ones to realize it were this fairly recent generation who grew up through it. Because prior to that, the American culture was much like Europe, maybe even worse in some cases, because they were based on factory towns. Yeah. And the factory towns were owned by an owner who had a factor. The factor was a type of boss man. And your houses were owned by them, much like the mining towns all over Britain and different parts of Europe. And you rented your accommodation from the same guy who paid your wages. And you went to the town store that he owned as well, and you bought his stuff at his prices. And so all the money you earned went back into the factor's hands, who took his cut and gave the rest to his boss. But the most recent culture was the 20th century culture, where in one generation they forgot all that as they moved into the big cities and worked in factories, the big auto factories, etc. And for the first time they had a few more bucks than they'd ever had before. How quickly we forget where it all came from and who our masters really are and still are, by the way. Now I think we've got Chris from Canada there. Are you there, Chris?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Oh, hey. I have a very real sense of urgency for action, and I desire to change the fate I see ahead of me, but I don't seem to produce actions that are really productive for my own survival. I was wondering if you have a comment or an explanation for this.
It depends on your circumstances. It depends if you're tied to where you are. It depends if you're even partly comfortable where you are. You'd be surprised how many people will never uproot themselves, even though they're living sometimes in a semi-misery. Lots of people are living in semi-miseries, and they're addicted to the familiar, therefore they won't move or do anything about it. So the only work you have to do is on yourself, to find out what you really want to do, and take it from there. And you take it on a priority list, make out priorities, what is the most important thing right now, and make a descending order from there. And go with it. And it might be that you're just too certain things where you are will keep you tied down. You have to break free from them if you really want to be free, you know?
Yes. I think we're taught that animals have a fight or flight mechanism.
Yeah.
But I think that our modern conditioning has stripped us of this very vital instinct for action.
You're right. It's a parasympathetic nervous system that produces it, and it's well understood. And it was one of the main, it's an interesting topic that you brought up, because it's one of the main features that the CIA and the Pentagon and the myriad of laboratories and university experiments that they use across the planet were into back in the 50s and 60s. What they thought was, they understood the fight and flight syndrome, and they wondered if they could find electronic means to stimulate the physical changes that you find, the biophysical changes that you find when it happens, and by stimulating the changes, your heart starts racing, your blood vessels constrict, your pupils dilate, all this kind of stuff. You become breathless and ready to run. If they could cause these particular individual things to happen, then internally you would then feel fear. So they were going to use the symptoms to produce the fear rather than the fear to produce the symptoms. And they discussed using this with HARP and so on, and they also discussed other ways to circumvent it, and that was to create a society where the people would be kept as perpetual children and told and brainwashed into believing that they were being looked after and taken care of in a responsible society. And most people today truly are infantile, doesn't matter what age they are. They do believe that all of the masses of propaganda they've been given, that they're being well taken care of, you know. So you're right, yeah.
And when one disengages themselves from the hive mind, it is like being born all over again, and like familiar reference points are gone, and it's difficult to attain the ideal state of an independently thinking, autonomous human being,
yep.
Especially when we've not been there before.
Exactly. It's all new. It will mean isolation. Hold on, and we'll go into this after the fallen break.
Yes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix and talking with Chris from Canada on how do you motivate yourself. I think really is what it boils down to. And to motivate yourself, you must understand what you're looking for primarily and what you're going to leave if you do look for something else, because you understand that you will leave people behind you and it'd be hard to even communicate with them. And I found this early on in life, very early on in life, and I used to travel parts of the world and come back to my hometown, and I'd experienced so many different things. And I knew I could go into the local bar and see the local guys that I'd known from that town and where each one would be standing, one at the pool table, one at the bar, one here. And I knew what their conversations would be maybe 2-3 years later, as though you'd never left them. They were still stuck in time. The world hadn't changed. Their thoughts hadn't changed. They'd argue with politics of the moment and that kind of stuff. But their minds hadn't expanded at all. And so you had to go back and to talk to them and even be civil, you had to bring yourself down to an act to be accepted by them, because they couldn't understand how you'd changed if you were to really voice it to them. They couldn't understand where you were even coming from. So that's the choices we all have to make. And when people ask me about truth or reality or what to do about it, I always ask them, think carefully first, because if you truly want change and you want to understand things, there's a price to pay. And that price will be that you might leave lots of people that you're very fond of, behind you, because you won't relate to them, and they won't relate to you either. Hello, Chris, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I've had that same experience. My family thinks I'm nuts. All my old friends think I'm just crazy for, you know, trying to seek out the truth and speaking it. And one really must have to be selective with what they say and to whom.
Yeah.
Only put a little bit out there, because otherwise you seem like a crazy person.
Yes.
You're speaking Greek to them. They just think you're nuts, right?
Well, you wouldn't believe the amount of propaganda that we do get exposed to on a daily basis from media, magazines, newspapers. It's incredible, all scientifically designed propaganda. And they believe it all. That's the problem. They've believed it. They've been brought up and raised to believe it. And you're talking from a different planet, really, as you say. And that's exactly what Brzezinski said would happen in the society they were creating back in the 60s and 70s. He said eventually the average person will take all of the reality from the television and their favorite newscasters, and therefore anyone talking about anything else would be alien to them. They'd only believe the media, and they've been trained now to believe them. In fact, what he said was they'll think that the media is really there to do their reasoning for them and tell them everything that they should know. And that's happened.
And to speak these things, it causes them to react to you as if it's an attack on their comfortable worldview. They don't want to see it. They don't want to think about it.
They don't, because if they even take one part of it, is that favorite newscaster that's paid millions maybe to grow up with them. They keep them till they're dropping, those guys, because you grew up with them. It's like daddy there at 6 o'clock every night staring right at you, and daddy would never lie to you. Now, the guy's actually an actor, and he's reading a dummy board. He doesn't even write the script. But to the average person, they think he is really reading, and he made up that news himself, and he's a man of integrity. That's why they keep putting ads out, even here in Canada, about the top newscasters, how much they have all this integrity, etc. It's all propaganda.
People's minds are full of information that is so irrelevant. They know the new fashion and what some famous person wears for shoes, but yet they have very little understanding of themselves.
Yes, they have none at all. In fact, all of that is even the areas of it is called routines. At the top, they call it routines. They instill into us routines, and we go through repertoires and routines of what we're downloaded with. And so that's what you hear in conversations. You'll hear routines and repertoires. And you'll see them go through the motions of the routines even. And it's like having an old family gathering and the same crew every year. And they go back. Do you remember when you were a son, a little boy son? And this happened when you were a baby and yada, yada, yada. Many times a year after you can listen to that kind of stuff without going nuts. But you see, that's a routine. And they go through a repertoire. And everybody giggles at the right time, at the right spot, because they all know it off by heart. And we're comfortable with the familiar. So the familiar is always pushed to us. Even the idea of what a Canadian is completely created and has been created by the intelligence services, given to the marketing companies and promulgated to us, and we accept it without question.
Being a truth seeker is a constant battle to try to hold on to reality as I've come to know it and not fall back into that American dream, that sleeping state,
just
like everybody else.
Yes, it is. It's a lonely road because it you'll sacrifice a lot of things on the way. But by the same token, the more you wake up, you go beyond a stage where you simply can't go back and listen to people parroting what they've been downloaded with. You can't go back. There's no. You eventually don't have the patience even to put up with it.
Certainly.
Yep.
And, I would like to put out the rally call to all those out there who are thinking the same things as me, and I invite anybody who wants to email me at movieman.nwo@gmail.com.
Yep.
Again, that's movieman.nwo@gmail.com.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, okay.
I'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back, cutting through the matrix. And just before I go on to the next caller, I caught a little piece on the radio today from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, talking about a new project to do with the internet, and it was to do with a novel, a bunch of novels. Well, I think it was Anna Green Gables, actually, it was called, well known in Canada because the CBC keeps pushing these old dramas that are awfully boring to me. Maybe because I'm a fella, it was meant really for women and little girls, and it's called Anne's Diaries. And the whole push of this thing is that the OPP, that's the Ontario Provincial Police, that covered the whole of Ontario, are going into partnership with some company to put out scanners for IDing children wanting to go into this site. And they want to encourage them to go into this site, where they have to get fingerprinted and so on. So obviously the OPP is going in business with a private corporation to put these ideas into, you know, the actual ID scanners, like thumbprints and so on, to these particular children that want to join the site. And I've no doubt they'll be promoted at the children themselves, so they nag their parents to get these scanners and all the rest of it. In other words, the whole project is to get them into getting used to IDing themselves on the internet for safety, in case there's predators out there, you see. This is the scam behind it. But really, it's bypassing the parents and going for an even earlier age to get them used to giving all their ID, all their information out there to them, to the authorities. That's what it's all about. That really is what it's all about. And this thing is only one particular instance of this kind of thing happening. But the OPP, does it have any business? Does it really have any business in doing this kind of thing with a private company and tow with it, going into the children? And they're encouraging the children to put their own diaries up on this site, all their personal information, their dreams, fantasies, whatever. A whole personality profile on up-and-coming, very young people. That's what they're promoting. We know where it's all going, don't we? But it's all done under peace and safety, peace and safety. And the parents, no doubt, who have no time for their parents, will say, that's nice, dear, I'll get you whatever you want, just for some peace and quiet, because they're not involved with their children. They can't think anymore. And they also have been brainwashed and they've been taken care of. Perpetual socialism was defined a long time ago as perpetual childhood. And we have adult, very adult, age-wise, children out there now who live in a fantasy land promoted through marketing and propaganda into their heads. It's rather sad to see all happening. Now we've got Jeff from Texas. Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah, hi, Alan. Sorry to make you switch gears. That's a very heart-wrenching story. I'm just as disgusted by all this chipping as you are. I mean, I know about Digital Angel and all these things that are being funded by companies like IBM.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
But I want to follow up. I called in Wednesday, and I'd like to just talk about what you alleged last Wednesday.
It's not religion, is it?
Well, no, it's about history.
No, it's about religion.
Yeah, no, but I'd like
okay, we'll take the next caller. Take the next caller.
Question and not
let's take the next caller. I will not talk about your religion under any guise. Any guise, any con game, any trick, I won't do it. So go on to Lucas from Seattle.
Hello?
Hello, Lucas.
Hi, Alan. Nice to be on the show.
It's nice you're here.
I guess, let me see, what was I going to ask you about? Oh, yes. I would like to get your views on the importance of integrity and transparency when it comes to gurus and teachers in the 9/11 truth movement. Seems that lately you've come to loggerheads with a few of them, and they've been kind of exposed. I'd like to get your views on that, and then we'll move on to the next question.
Well, you're talking about the New Age, the ones that are promoted at the top.
Specifically, Michael Therion.
Oh. Well, all I know is, I mean, I've had contact before with certain people, put it that way, a long time ago, asked me if I'd get on board, you know, who turned rather nasty when I wouldn't get on board. I said I would not fool the people. Is that enough for you for you there?
Okay.
And certain people have gone in business with a show that I was on. And I think one of the stipulations was once the deals were signed, then the stipulation was to get me off.
So in other words, there is an agenda there between a few people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are heavily funded. I'm sure they're heavily funded. And one of these particular guys did email me 5 times in one night, giving me nasty emails because I told him I would not fool the people. I won't mention his name, but everybody knows it. And I told him who their bosses were. I wasn't stupid. And I've read the history of it, so I understand it very well. And I wouldn't go along with it. So I got really nasty emails, and this particular one said that he'd phone around all the big radio shows and tell them not to have me on.
Okay. Am I still on? Hello?
Yeah, there's another question there.
I think you answered my question on that. I had another question, Alan.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I would like to know why it is you can't seem to answer any questions when it comes to your stance on Jesus being a mythical figure.
Because I could spend about 2 months giving you history lessons, including the exoteric, long before the Christian version. I could give you the esoteric and the esoteric, but I won't do it.
Well, you don't seem to have any proof. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is you can't prove anything.
Well, belief.
That's why you don't want to talk about it.
Belief and faith boils down.
It's not about faith, it's about the historical record.
Let me speak here.
And that's what Jeff was talking about before you cut him off.
Belief, no, that guy's been bugging me for a few weeks here with emails and everything.
I know he's a persistent fellow.
Well, look, I told him I don't need, and he should be quite happy with that. Him to force me to go along with his belief.
I don't think he's forcing you. He's just asking you where the proof is, and that's a
he hasn't read
question.
Botanists or any of the other
proof.
Authors, I'm sure, that go into all the pre-Christian sons of God and their virgin mothers.
Yeah, but that's already been debunked by various people. J.P. Holding, tectonics.org.
Oh, I know.
He debunked every one of these theories by Carr and all these
time.
Other theorists.
Cut him off, will you? Cut him off. Yeah. Okay, enough of these characters with their attacks here, because it's just a waste of time, and they can't even get to the point. I mean, the point is, if it's a tolerant society, why are they so eager to make you believe what they want to believe? Huh? I mean, faith is something you can't verify one way or another anyway. That's why it comes down to faith and belief. Otherwise, it's fact. So let's go on. Now we've got Alex from Toronto. Are you there, Alex?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Alan, you know, I'm calling from Canada. I was born and raised in Canada. And I always wonder why these Americans that came onto your show, that listened to the facts you had to disclose to them, always kept bringing up Jesus. It didn't make any sense to me.
Uh-huh.
Because once you explained the sons of God, and once you got into the histories of that, it all made sense.
Yeah.
But they still had this, you know, this, they had like a serious indoctrination.
Well, in the U.S. The
they
US,
do. They're like, they're nuts when it comes to religion. We're
well,
very different here in Canada.
A heavier dose of it than
yeah.
any other people on purpose.
Yeah.
Benjamin Franklin wrote about it because he brought Wellesley over. Franklin himself says in his own writings, he says, I didn't believe in it, he says, but I built him a church that anyone could speak it, a Muslim, a Jew, anyone, he didn't care. But he liked the teachings of Wellesley because he said he could captivate and hypnotize, or basically not hypnotize, but mesmerize an audience, and he said, sway their emotions so much that to tears, that he could manipulate them. That's what fascinated Franklin about it. And they realized early on that they could create what they called an obedient and orderly society with using religion.
It's amazing. Like, yeah. Sometimes I just tune into, like, you know, you watch the TV and you tune into, like, some religious shows and stuff like that, and you're just like, wow, it is so pervasive in the culture, especially in America.
Yes.
Here, too, but not to that extent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just crazy. It's like,
and they have all the terminology, as long as, and that's why presidents use it. You know, presidents in the Skull and Bones society can say, I'm born again, and they immediately think he's talking about Christianity.
Yeah.
Or they'll say, Amen, or Hallelujah. And
yeah.
So you just use terminology.
It's crazy. And then you find out what that really means.
Yeah, and this terminology, these are trigger words.
Yeah.
And these trigger words blind them to who is actually saying it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You know, I want to make a comment. You were talking about Maurice Strong.
Yeah.
And you were talking about how he worked for Canada Hydro.
Yeah.
And Ontario Hydro, I guess, and how he installed these emergency generators.
Yeah, he put out the building laws and the whole project for that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know what's funny? Do you know, I live in Toronto. You know where I live? I live in the old Rochdale. Are you familiar with Rochdale?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. They converted Rochdale to Toronto Housing.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that live here, half of them are on disability or on subsidized rent. The others are market rent. But usually it's just working class people or people on disability or new immigrants or something like that. You know, not the most upperly mobile people live in this building.
Yeah.
But what they did, just last week, they installed an emergency generator on the 16th floor, this huge, huge generator, emergency generator.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out why they did that.
Uh-huh.
Like, because you were talking about, like, you know, like, they install these generators for, like, banks and financial institutions to continue on as the rolling brownouts were to continue.
Uh-huh.
Why'd they do it for us?
Well, I guess they've got a purpose for you, Dad. Maybe it's cleaning up the debris. After they've created chaos.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, it's amazing. We got this emergency generator, and it's like we haven't had any problems with electricity in
the building. Not yet.
All of a sudden, they put this huge, and it was a big project. They had this massive crane out there because we're on the 16th. This is a 16th to 18th story building, mm-hmm. and they had this huge crane to put this huge massive generator on top. I'm thinking, why are they doing this?
Yes.
And I was like, very bizarre that it's an emergency. Well, obviously it's for a reason because they predict that they're going to use it, right?
They're going to use it in a gradual takedown. They don't want mass riots happening immediately.
Uh-huh.
They want to gradually work up to the mass riots when they cut the food back and the water and everything else,
man.
Over the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, every now and then you say something that really hits home.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, I mean, like that real, like, I mean, literally in this case.
Yeah, I mean, pulling a guy like Strong from the United Nations over to Ontario
mm-hmm.
was an important deal, obviously. It was Bob Ray that brought him in.
Yeah, Bob Ray.
He got right to work, and obviously he didn't make that plan up just like that. It had to be done probably at the United Nations or the Rockefeller Foundation years before,
mm-hmm.
and he got to work implementing it. And once it was all done and it's in the process for privatization, he went again back to the United Nations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's big moves afoot, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Big moves afoot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Alan.
Thanks for calling. Now we've got Tracy from Texas. Are you there, Tracy? Hello, Tracy.
Well, wonderful. And I guess I've been listening to you for a couple of months, and whenever I can, I'm listening to you. I just, it really hits home, the things you say. You know, I know inside of me that This is the truth. So I have I want to talk a little bit about education, and I have an 8-year-old son, and he came home today, and he goes to a private school, and he's telling me about a social studies test where they're on the test. It's he's learned that he's not supposed to throw things. You know, don't litter. You have to stay on the trails when you're in the park. You can't pick the flowers. And I thought, oh boy, this is part of the propaganda that's seeped into the school that he's going to. And he also got home today, and ironically, you were talking about the IDs. He said, I've got my own ID now. And I said, and he showed it to me, and it was something that the photography company gave all of the children, you know, their little missing children's ID.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, of course, I had the talk with him about fingerprinting, and you never let anybody do that. But here's the bottom line question. He is on his way out of that private school and any type of schooling, because I want to homeschool him. But, you know, at this point, I just woke up in February, and I can't even believe all the stuff, you know, that I've learned. And I think, where could I go to even find some information to accurate information if I'm going to educate my son?
Yeah, I know.
With regards to history or... particularly with regards to history or government or, you know, I was just wondering if you had any recommendations along that line.
Well, it's important. You see, the trouble is, unless you get very old books, I mean, after 1920, pretty well all the history was completely rewritten.
So before 1920.
Before 1920s. And I used to scour the old bookstores that did not have the internet hookup, so they often had little gems of books that no one had. See, if it's on the internet, they know what they're worth, and they'll sell them to someone else across the planet.
Right, right.
But I went to junk stores and everything and got my hands on these kind of books and had the facts there. And when they were discussing the type of society they were going to create for the future, and books on sociology, especially by some of the big players, they're very important, because these are the guys who they brought over. For instance, the Frankfurt School, where the education system came from, and the Frankfurt School for Culture Creation was funded by the CIA and the MI6 in Britain, and their job was to work with the institutions like Ford Carnegie
right,
and merge
right.
communism and capitalism for a new type of future, which they called the Third Way after Plato, and that's the play on the Third Wave as well that Toffler used. So the culture we're coming into is one where we have fascism at the top for a small elite governing over through a massive bureaucracy, an enforcement system, a communistic-type society. That's the one they want to bring in. So they used all the sciences, including Marxism, combined with sociology, behaviorism, the big players, Skinner and so on, to create this new society they're bringing us through with infantile adults.
Oh, it's plain as the nose on my face now. Now it is.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I'm in such a dilemma on how to raise him or what, you know.
Yeah.
Where do I go with this?
You have to look at the homeschooling sites. There are some out there. I'll be back with more after these messages.
Okay.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the Matrix. And I was just talking to Tracy there. And there are sites out there for homeschoolers that people should look into, because, again, there's so many rules. The authorities demand you teach them certain things and so on. Otherwise, you're depriving them of what they're depriving them of is a social indoctrination.
Right.
Approved social indoctrination. And you also have to go into the history of the American educational system. And the book by Gatto is excellent on that. It tells you, from quotes from the big boys themselves, the big boys of their day, that the kind of society they wanted, an obedient, conformist type of society, and why they taught certain things in school, well worth looking into. And we also have Garen on the line. Are you there, Garen? Hello, Garen. Are you still there? I guess he's dropped off. But it's a tough thing for people today, very tough, when they wake up and they realize that they want to give the children a working mind rather than this cultural indoctrinated system mind that they're given by the authorities. And if you go into some of the writings of Lenin and Stalin, they said it was imperative for a complete society, a totalitarian-type society, to, first of all, make sure that the teachers and so on and the teachers' associations would become incredibly powerful and unified in their teaching so that everyone got the same indoctrination. That was for cultural peace, they called it. And we have a national educational system in every country, which is part of the international educational system, which is run by the United Nations, as they create the global system of indoctrination. And on the surface, some of their things sound rather nice until you realize, wait a minute here, they're cutting off our ability to think for ourselves. They want well-behaved world planetary citizens who will do what they're told. And that's the real point of it. Read the writings of the first people who set up UNESCO at the United Nations and what their purpose is. And they'll tell you right in it what their purpose is to give a global culture with the same standardized indoctrination given to every child across the planet. It's a step-by-step process, hard for most people to understand or believe that the world is planned in centuries. And if you read some of the books by the great institutions, they admit they're the only ones who can plan a world future and work intergenerationally by bringing in new employees into those institutions who follow the mandates of the institutions. Men come in, work their whole lives, and retire as new ones come in, and they can work out a plan over 100, 200, 300 years and make it actually work. That's how it's done. It's not a little club that meets together and throws some coins in the box to keep themselves going and renting a hall. These are incredibly wealthy foundations and institutions. That's how it's done. The same with the big granddaddy of them all, which is the Royal Institute for International Affairs. It's interlocked with every great foundation that runs the agenda for the future and gave you your present as well. Well, from Hamish and myself up in a snowy Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you. With